429, let's see what's happening on the roads out there. The latest on that accident from Eric Butler.
Well, we do have an accident that's northbound at North Temple. As you're heading through downtown, you're definitely going to slow down. In fact, the backups go back up to 21st South. And then we do have some southbound slowing right at the same area as you head in towards the South Interchange and then eventually down to Sandy and Draper, eventually getting better as you get to Point of the Mountain. For the 215 belt routes, we do have some slowdown southbound on the West Belt. That's going by the 201 Highway. Andy?
At Point of the Mountain, we've got a crash there as well. Northbound, they pulled it out of the traffic behind the barrels just at Point of the Mountain. But the northbound drive seeing some delay as a result. Not shocking, getting into the Salt Lake Valley, backing up maybe about a mile right now. But there's also southbound delay in Lehigh, approaching Main Street Lehigh. Never did see if that was because of a crash. And it's very busy right as you cross on 300 South in Provo, right as you cross over University Avenue. Looks pretty busy at the moment, Mark.
Taking it up to Weber County, looks like delays as well. Crash in both directions. Washington Boulevard and 7th Street. Three right lanes shut down on the freeways. Northbound I-15 to Davis County, worst of those delays stretch Farmington Highway 89 up to Layton Hills Mall. Worst of that stretch, right about Shepherd Lane. Don't miss BYU's spectacular October 15th featuring Gladys Knight with Peter Hollins and Lexi May Walker performing alongside BYU's best performing groups. Get tickets now at BYUtickets.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.